With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's day one executive orders cover a lot of ground.
The president wasted no time signing stacks of orders with dizzying speed. He declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, ordered increased border security, and called for limiting birthright citizenship. On energy, orders were signed to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord. The president struck down the government's DEI programs, and he signed measures aimed at name changes for the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska's Denali. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More than 15 Democrat attorneys general suing to block President Trump's executive order that aims to end birthright citizenship. He signed the executive order after being sworn back into office Monday. The lawsuit argues the executive order violates the 14th Amendment that grants citizenship to all children born in the U.S. That was written to apply to slavery. Others now say it applies to babies whose parents are in the United States legally. Also at SRNNews.com, residents in the Gulf states taking advantage of rare snow in their cities.
In New Orleans, people were out and about in the snow, up to 8 inches forecast for some parts of the Gulf states from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. King Prince was on Bourbon Street taking pictures.
This is my first time seeing all this snow. I don't travel during the winter because I don't like snow. I don't like cold weather.
Amy Welch also says she's never experienced snow like this in New Orleans.
Because we don't ever get snows like this, hardly ever, and it's just so beautiful.
A rare frigid storm charging through Texas and the northern Gulf Coast all the way to the Florida Panhandle, closing highways, grounding nearly all flights in some areas, and canceling school for millions of students. I'm Julie Walker.
Dangerous winds have returned to Southern California as new wildfires break out and a pair of major Los Angeles fires burn for a third week. This is SRN News. Joe Biden appears to be confused.
In a truly inexplicable posting on social media over the weekend, the outgoing president stated that the failed Equal Rights Amendment is now, quote, the law of the land. Of course, it is not, having failed to pass the states in 1982. The efforts of Biden and pro-abortion, pro-LGBT feminists to revive the ERA during his time in office also fell short. The former president simply states on his X account that, quote, I am affirming what I have long believed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has vowed to tackle the hot-button social issues in his second term. He said in the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, abortion should be left to the states, but he will probably seek to roll back Biden's guidance that hospitals must provide abortions for women who are in medical emergencies, even in states with bans. President has called for ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs as well. This is SRN News. Students throughout New York State may have to give up their cell phones during school hours.
That would start next fall under a proposal announced by Governor Kathy Hochul. The plan, which would require legislators' approval, would take effect next school year and force students to disconnect from their phones and other personal devices while at school, including in class, during lunch, and in hallways. Hochul announced the plan Tuesday as part of her budget proposal for the coming year and said the state would provide $13.5 million to help schools implement the cell phone bans. At least 8 other states have enacted measures banning or restricting cell phones in schools. Keith Peters reporting.
House Republican from California introducing the No Medicaid for Illegal Immigrants Act. Congressman Kevin Kiley, who represents most of the eastern edge of California, says his legislation would prohibit states from using both federal and state Medicaid funds to provide services for illegals. More at SRNNews.com.